Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jay, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Doing great, Paul. How about yourself?
I'm good. I can't really complain. You know, it's another day, a beautiful day out, so you can't really complain. I know you don't have much to complain about these days. Your team is playing extremely well. I know that you have taken Wake Forest in the past to these kinds of heights, so I'm assuming this was sort of your vision when you took over 4 or 5 years ago.
Spot on, Paul. You know, that was the idea, and you know, maybe it happened sooner, maybe later than you hope, but just happy to be competing at the top now and that we can give anybody a battle. So that's a positive there for us.
Yeah, there's no question, Jay. I mean, when you first took over, I mean, obviously you knew that you had, you know, some work to do. But, was it just as simple as having a plan for recruiting players and knowing where to go get them to, you know, sort of take the next step to that next level? Or was there more to what you did?
I believe there's more than that to what we did. I think it was just, vision of what it would take to win, vision of how to work, a vision of the type of players that we wanted to bring in, the type of person we wanted to bring into the program. So I think there's a lot of insight in terms of what has had success, as you said, seen it before, and now can we just do it, modify it to fit into the Pitt and Pittsburgh scene.
Yeah, I think the big thing is you've done it before, and not just that, you did it before in the ACC, obviously at Wake Forest. A lot of people probably don't know, you know, the level of soccer in the ACC, but that's as good as it gets in this country, isn't it?
Yeah, the ACC is the best conference, hands down, over the last, the last 34, years or so. It's had produced the most national champions, most professional players, teams making it to the NCAA tournament of any conference in America. So it's been fantastic experience of trying to build a program in that, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like if you can get to the top of the ACC, you're pretty much at the top of the country, aren't you?
Correct. You really are. You know, day in and day out on the weekends when you're playing against the rest of the opponents in the ACC, you're definitely preparing for a national championship. If you can have success there, then you should be able to do it in the tournament play.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is you're playing against the best teams anyway, so you should once you get to the tournament. And we've seen this with a number of Pitt's programs over the last few years where they've sort of taken that big leap. You have I think Louisville on Friday, and of course in that conference it doesn't seem like you really ever get a night off, right?
Correct. I mean, you know, it's obviously everything's a little bit skewed right now due to, you know, teams that are not participating. But, you know, everybody thought like all 12 teams that participate in, you know, sponsored men's soccer were going to go to the national championship this year. That typically, you know, if you have 12 teams, at least 10 of them are in the top 20. So it is that type of, you know, action every weekend. There is no break, but it's also what makes you better.
When you look at the landscape for, you know, where you go and recruit players, you know, a lot of people say this is a really fertile and good area for players. Have you found that since you've got here, that Western PA or PA in general is a good place to go find players, or are there other places that you also have to go?
There's other places we have to go. I think, you know, one of the things in this area here that it's kind of typical all throughout the country, though, is that you have different generations. I know when I first started coming here, I was in charge with the Portland Timbers of the draft, and I knew that going to the draft, there's going to be four players right out of the Pittsburgh area. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to, you know, to secure any of those at this stage yet, but we believe that, you know, in the future that there's going to be some players coming out of this area. So to bypass that, we've done a lot of the beginning to try and raise our level. We've had transfers who have come in. We've had foreign students who have joined in with American, you know, the American players as well. So the international student has been a big one for us as well.
Have you found it to be challenging? Obviously, I think a lot of coaches are, you know, to sort of navigate through the whole pandemic stuff and all of the different protocols and all those things. Have you found that your kids have adjusted well, and do you feel like you've got a pretty good rhythm with all that stuff now?
That's all relative, you know. I think you're right. It's been a challenge of, you know, dealing with chaos, but really proud of our guys, and really the whole conference has done a fantastic job of, you know, doing the right thing, following protocols, you know, that our leadership has provided, our medical leadership in the university and from the chancellor and our athletic director that have set up these protocols for the safety and welfare of the student athletes. And we've been fortunate that, you know, we've had a couple guys who have had to be quarantined because of contact with somebody, but you know, with all my international guys coming in and all, you know, all the competition we've had and travel we've been doing, we haven't had any incidences as of yet, and I hope it stays that way. So we're kind of showing that you can compete, in the collegiate system and have success and be, you know, have healthy student athletes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's actually pretty really impressive. In fact, Pitt in general, I think, has done a pretty good job with all of that stuff, keeping kids out of the harm's way and things. I know a lot of coaches are sometimes strange or weird about pointing out one or two players, but, I mean, could you, you know, just talk about maybe some of the guys this year that have really played well so far?
Yeah, I'm weird guys, as you probably heard, Paul, but I still confess, you know, we have – It'll be hard to leave some people off or not talk about them, but we have we've had some really good performances. Our goalkeeper is added a lot to our game in terms of not only his defensive aspect, but the way he builds our attack and starts our attack. So he's been a big part. We have four defenders that are pretty much the wall here. I guess I should call them the steel wall here, but it's a great experience of Arturo Ordonez, who's he's a sophomore right now with us, and he just got the game winner against Virginia this last weekend. Next to him, Bryce Washington, is once again has been here 2 years now. He transferred in from Rutgers and is really picking up on things. He's been steady, you know, another steady Eddie in the back. And our two flank guys are brand new. Have joined us one Rafael Crivello from France. Who is he's a steady Eddie. He gets up. He adds to our attack. He adds to our defense. He just is just adds to the locker room. He's just fantastic for us. And a little spark plug on the right, Jasper Lofts, and Jasper's been one of our captains. So he's been adding once again a lot to our attack. Pushes forward. He's a goal scoring threat as a defender. So that's always a good one. Well, our defensive mid and Jackson Walty has been great. He's been our captain last year, and he's just taking us a little bit further this year. Alexander Dexter as a winger, he's putting up numbers that he hasn't done. He's a senior here, and it's his fourth year with us, and he's just maturing there. We have Valentin Noel, who's he's playing out of position right now, but he's helping us up front, and he's, I think he's got like four goals in the last two games of playing out of position, so maybe somebody didn't put him in the right position in the first place, but just has found a lot of great goals so far this year, and is also his work rate, you know, his defend has been crucial to us. Freshman Bertin Jackson from France as well, another freshman who's just been explosive. He's like grease lightning, you know, going forward, and he's also created a lot of issues for our opponents there. So those are some of the, you know, the top guys. Velko Pekovic, his brain, he kind of starts and creates all our attacks for us. So we've really have a collective group right here that have made a lot of things happen for us. So yeah, it's hard to leave anybody out.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's the interesting thing about soccer is, I mean, it's such a team sport. Really, if you think about it, you win a game 2-0. You know, people want to talk about the goalie and the two guys that scored, but the other 9 guys or whatever, 8 guys out there, all had to do something, you know, in order to help that, in order to, you know, make that result what it was. So, I mean, I get it. It's not like football where you can say, oh, the quarterback or the receiver or the running back. You just got a lot of guys, and if you don't watch the sport, you probably don't realize who's doing what. Last one I have for you. Would you describe, you know, for people who aren't that familiar, would you describe maybe a little bit about the style of play you guys play? I know there's different ways that people, you know, play and attack it, and there's different ways to do it. I mean, how would you describe your team?
I'd say that we're pretty explosive and dynamic. We like to play in the front foot. We like to go at other teams and, you know, defend in their half and keep them pinned in into their half. It's something we're working on. As you just said, we're very collective. We play off the pass. And, you know, the explosive part is the way we get into opponents' penalty areas. I mean, there has been a team this year that we haven't, you know, done a fantastic job of just, you know, I guess that would be like in football, maybe getting in the red zone or whatever, but we're just getting into great spots and dangerous spots all the time. So it's a very dynamic team, very collective. We like to have the ball, and so that's why we're so ready to press our opponents.
Well, he's Jay Vidovich, the head coach of Pitt men's soccer team, number 1 in the country, and they will continue to try and move forward in their season on Friday against Louisville. Jay, thank you so much for taking some time.
Hey, Paul, appreciate you covering college soccer. It's fantastic to be here.
All right, I appreciate it, and it was my pleasure was certainly mine. That's Jay Vidovich, and again, I don't even know what the the rules are for fans in the stands up there, but it's got to be a pretty incredible thing watching that team play, especially when they're playing at such a high level. So if they are allowing fans, you should try and get up there on the hill to watch them, because you know, it's something special when you see a team compete at the highest of levels.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.